Words are very funny things. They are creatures you create. You can use them to improve the world or curse the world with hate. Words are what you use to say I love you to your mother. They're the monsters that you might let loose when angry at another. Your words can feel less powerful than what they really are. But words contain the power to transform a person's heart. You speak a thought composed of words for someone else to hear. And depending on those words, you push them far or draw them near. Words are just the end result of a choice you make inside. A choice to let a thought run free or force that thought to hide. It's important that you understand the way words shape this life, because the words you use are how you choose your views on wrong and right. If you forget that words have power, do not be surprised when a word you speak to one you love leaves tears within their eyes. If you forget that words are creatures, beware that once they're said, you cannot get them back, for they've escaped out of your head. Words have grand potential, yet some speak with such despair, callous or oblivious to how they rot the air. Life is like a big old ship, and words are like the rudder. We set our destinations with each syllable we utter. You might choose an angry word to match the flame within. Such choices might direct your course to losing precious friends. You might choose a thought-filled word to make more thoughts transpire. Such words have been the tiny sparks that set the world on fire. Or you may choose the word that's good to heal a damaged soul. Sometimes the heart is hungry and that word can make it full. Don't use your words too quickly, for you've only got a few before the people hear your words and understand how you are you. That's not to say you ought to live in fear of what they think. It's merely wise to check your words before you go to speak. That's not to say you ought to display a person you are not. It's simply in your interest to best articulate your thoughts. I heard two words when I was young that made me reconsider the value had in staying mad or choosing to be bitter. Those words I heard seemed so absurd, and yet I came to find those words and all the things that brought me joy were quite aligned. So I use those words each morning when I get up out of bed to fight away the yucky thoughts that creep into my head. Some days it isn't easy to feel these words inside, but I say them all the same because I love my silly life. Next time you feel down or angry, give these words a try. Take three deep breaths and then say thank you while looking at the sky. For thank and you are powerful when paired up as a team. Just say them once a day and you will find out what I mean. I heard three words when I was small, and I heard them very often. I was unaware, but over time they caused my heart to soften. Later on, in retrospect, I understood their force, knowing that another loves you can redirect your course. So I used these words not flippantly, but when I felt them true, I wanted to bless the ones I loved with I and love and you. Just these few words throughout my life have changed the way I am. I am convinced the grace of God is how these words began. Words are very funny things. You get to choose your own. They're the choices that determine whether or not you are alone. So make the choices good ones when there's something you must tell. I thank you, and I love you. These words have served me well.